Thank you. May be seated. If you would take your copies of God's Word and the turn, please, to Luke 18. Our text today is Luke 18 and verses 15 through 17. Luke 18, 15 through 17. Hear now the word of the Lord. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." This is God's word. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. What a treasure it is to us to hear of your love for us. And Lord, help us this day, we pray, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to grasp the truth of your word. Lord, that your Spirit would take that word and press it into our hearts and minds. Lord, that we might be changed for your glory and your honor. And Lord, our prayer this day is that we would hear your voice, and your voice only. We ask these things in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. This is a sermon for little children. So, boys and girls, pay attention. Look at me. I know it's difficult some weeks to understand all the words I use and to follow what I'm saying, but this is a sermon for you. It's a very short sermon for you. And I want you to hear what Jesus says. Jesus loves little children. We just sang about that a minute ago. Jesus loves me, we sang. How do we know that? Because the Bible tells us so. It's what we just sang. And we just read in the Bible one of several places where Jesus shows his love and concern for little children. So always remember that. Jesus loves little children. Now it's too bad, it's unfortunate that when these mothers brought their children to Jesus, brought these little babies to Jesus, that the disciples fussed at them. They tried to keep them away from Jesus. And that's probably a cultural thing. A lot of people don't think children have value. A lot of people think children are not important. A lot of people think children are a nuisance or a bother. But not Jesus. He didn't think that way. In the world of the first century, when Jesus lived, many people, sometimes for various reasons, would leave their little children out, their babies outside in weather like today, without food or shelter, so they would die because they thought they were a nuisance. They weren't considered as valuable and important. But that wasn't Jesus' attitude when he was here on earth. Unfortunately, many people today look upon children the same way. They look upon them as a nuisance or a problem, but not Jesus. Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." Now, undoubtedly, the disciples thought they were doing the right thing. Jesus was a very busy man. He was busy. And the disciples thought he didn't have time to mess with the little children. But Jesus contradicts that. He says, "Bring them to me. Bring the children to me." These mothers brought their children so Jesus could bless them. And the disciples, as I said, thought they were doing the right thing, but Jesus corrects them and shows them they're not doing the right thing by keeping the children away, because the children need to come to Jesus. And Jesus, look what he said. He said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them." In other words, don't get in their way. Don't try to stop them. Don't try to prevent them from coming to me. That word hinder can also mean to do harm to someone. And it does harm to little children when they're prevented from coming to Jesus. So remember, Jesus loves you, and you should come to him. Now, big people, you can give me your full attention now, because I want to look at a couple ways in which, first, children are hindered from coming to Christ, from coming to Jesus. And he said, do not hinder them. But all we have to do is look around a little bit in our world, and you will see a number of ways in which they're hindered. And the first, the most tragic way, almost, is that many parents hinder their children from coming to Jesus. Many parents prevent their children from coming to church or from coming to Sunday school and learning about Jesus. These mothers brought their children to Jesus to have him bless them. But many today deliberately stay away and do not bring their children to where they can meet and see and learn about Jesus. Now, many will take their children all over the country and spend untold amounts of money, especially on the Sabbath, to play baseball and soccer and all kinds of other things to help little Johnny be a professional baseball player, which is probably not going to happen. They will spend all kind of time and money to do that, but they won't bring their children to church or to see Jesus in Sunday school. Many will spend money and go to great lengths to be sure their children are in the right school, in the right place, to get their best education, but they never learn about Jesus. They never learn the gospel. They never hear the truth of God's word. And many want to give their children every opportunity possible that they can succeed in life and that they can be the best they can be, but they won't spend a minute bringing them to Christ, bringing them to church, bringing them where they can learn about Jesus. Another way in which children are hindered and in which parents acquiesce in some sense is in the schools and the institutions of learning in our country, where children can't talk about Jesus, where children can't read the Bible, where children can't study or write about the Bible, where children can't wear clothing or jewelry that depicts Christ. But the place where they can't do that is the place where they get a good dose of hedonistic values, evolutionary thinking, and perverted sexuality as a worldview. It's the place where they get a good dose of situational ethics, and they get a lot of pluralistic religious and moral views, but they get nothing of Jesus. They get nothing of the gospel or the Bible. That's forbidden. Those people who do that, those who support them, the politicians who put forth those agendas, I think should remember the words of Jesus in Scripture that warns those who caused any of these little ones to fall. And the worst way in which they are hindered from coming is a terrible way. You know, over the last 3 or 4 months, there's been three Americans, I believe, three or four, killed in very gruesome ways by this ISIS bunch of terrorists. And all the country's up in arms about that, and rightfully so. But yesterday, 3,000 little babies were killed in very gruesome ways, with scissors stuck in their brains and their arms and legs pulled off, or they were burned alive with saline solution and other chemicals. You didn't even hear a whimper of protest, hardly. They're prevented forever from being what they would be, from being little children coming and being in church and being with the people of God and learning about Christ. If Jesus loves little children, and he does, what will he do to people who do such things? And people who condone such things? And people who sit idly by while such things are perpetrated? You know, the Old Testament's full of examples where God condemns the people of Israel for sacrificing their children to idols. One instance is in Ezekiel 16:20 and following. And God says, "You took your sons and daughters whom you bore to me and sacrificed them as food to idols. Was your prostitution not enough? You slaughtered my children, and sacrificed them to idols." These are God's children. And they're being sacrificed on the altar of convenience and choice. God is not going to sit idly by while this happens. And woe to those people who do such things. And woe to those who vote and support those who promote such agendas. Because Jesus loves little children. And those who do such things will reap his wrath, just as the nation of Israel did. God reminded them over and over as the Babylonians came, as the Assyrians came. He always brought up the fact that they had sacrificed their children. He always brought that up. Well, the application of this is not difficult. It's not hard to figure out because Jesus gives us the application. He says, don't hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Jesus says that all those who are in the kingdom are like little children. You know, there's the closest connection between this and the parable that we saw last week. You may not notice it at first, but, you know, Jesus ended that parable last week. He said, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." Look at the parallelism. It's there. He who humbles himself, he who becomes like a little child, will be exalted. But he who exalts himself will be humbled. The one who will not humble himself like a little child will not enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus said the kingdom is made up of such as these. The word "such" tells us we need to be such as little children. You know, little children aren't puffed up with vanity. They're not full of self-righteousness. All the things we looked at last week. You know, the Pharisee and his self-righteousness. The Pharisee holding himself up above others. Little children are not possessed of that kind of self-image and self-righteousness. They're humble, they're dependent. In fact, it is their objective helplessness that God points us to here. It's the same thing I told you last week. When you recognize that you are a helpless, hopeless, powerless sinner and cast yourself on God's mercy, that's when you'll be like the tax collector and go home justified. Little children are helpless. They can't make it on their own. Little sinners like us are helpless apart from God's mercy, apart from God's grace. We have to become like little children. This whole little section gives only one interpretation, I think, and that is that we must have the mindset and the attitude of little children. They are totally dependent on their parents. Everything they need, they have to look to their parents for, and they look to them in faith. They don't ever question that the parents are going to give them what they need or feed them or care for them. They just look to them expectantly for these things. That's the way we have to come before God. Dependent, expectant, looking in faith to God to supply what we cannot do for ourselves. You know, little children are not taken up with the things of this world. They're not enthralled by the things that impress adults. You can offer a little child a cashier's check for $1 million and a piece of candy. They'll take the candy every time. They're not caught up with the things of this world. We need to look at that. We need to look at how children look at things. Because Jesus said that such as these are the ones. He said, I tell you the truth, everyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will not enter. That word receive in the Greek implies, and it's a technical term that's used in the New Testament for a receiving of the gospel. It's used over and over as a reception of God's truth, a reception of that which we cannot know or find or understand on our own, but we receive it in faith from God. It is this childlike dependence on God that Jesus advocates here. Children can't work. They can't earn money. They can't buy the things they need. We can't earn, we can't buy, we can't be entitled to what God gives us. It's a gift. We have to receive it as a little child. That's Jesus' point here. It is following hard on the example of the Pharisee who stood up before God and bragged about all the things that he had done and his fasting and his tithing and how good he was. Jesus says that's not the way. The way is to be humble, like the tax collector, to be recognizing you're helpless, hopeless, dependent condition, and you come to God in that condition. Jesus says you'll be received. Those who come in their own strength and vanity and power and pride will not. He says not only they will not, they will never, never enter the kingdom. You can't receive the gospel. You can't enter into the kingdom of God with that kind of mindset. You must humble yourself under God's mighty hand. And the scripture says he will lift you up. He will lift you up. Paul wrote to the Romans. He said, the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, we could say, if we share in his humiliation. For his suffering was a great part of his humiliation. In order, Paul says, that we may share in his glory. If we humble ourselves, we'll be exalted. If we come as little children, we enter the kingdom. If we come as little children with that kind of attitude, we're received by God the Father. And we are his children. And he loves his children. So, boys and girls, don't forget, God loves little children. And big people, don't forget, God loves little children. And he says, do not hinder them. Don't prevent them from coming to Christ. Because they need to come to Christ. They need to know Christ. Because they're sinners. They came into this world as sinners. And they need to know Jesus Christ. But it's not just little children who need to know him. Everyone needs to know him. Because all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. And only those who come as a little child will be accepted. Because Jesus loves little children and such as come to him as little children. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you loved us. Lord, we thank you that you came into this world to save sinners. And Lord, help us, we pray, to cast aside our worldliness, to cast aside our clutter that clutters our minds and our thoughts, our attitudes. And Lord, help us to model simple faith of a little child. Lord, to trust you implicitly, to trust you completely, to love you, to put our faith in you and you alone, nothing of ourselves, for we have nothing. We are weaker than the weakest child when it comes to our own redemption, our own salvation. There's nothing we can do but to lean on you, our Heavenly Father, who loves us, has provided all that we need and more. And Lord, we receive this by faith. Help us, we pray. Help us to understand from whence we come and where we're going as your children. Lord, help us, we pray, as those who minister and work in your church, to ever be concerned about the little children. Lord, to remove the hindrances, remove the roadblocks, remove all the things that the world and the flesh and the devil would cast in front of them, for they are indeed precious to you. And Lord, it is our responsibility to train them up. We read that many times this morning. What a great responsibility we have to teach and train. Bring up the children in the nurture and admonition of you, O Lord. And help us as your church to do that with a willing heart, with a loving heart, with a heart that is obedient to you. For we know what is precious to you and is precious to us. Help us, we pray. We ask all these things in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.